These arrests were alarming because they were very much the embodiment of the fears and the criticisms from many inside and outside the country about how the Constitution would end up restricting political space and the ability of critical voices to be heard in the country. These are very prominent public figures in the country, and so the message certainly is not just to these people themselves, but also quite a chilling effect on the country itself.
It does appear, though, that these arrests were technically legal and that the people meeting had been in breach of a law.
Well, again, under international law, it's quite clear that freedom of assembly requires the government to allow people to gather to express their opinions. And unless there's really a clear reason to stop that, people should be allowed to do that. So this is exactly the kind of thing that the ICJCs around the world, where the limitations on freedom of assembly that were represented in the Constitution originally and have been demonstrated by the government, mean that a meeting like this, for which there's no reason to impose restrictions on, ends up giving the government an excuse to arrest people.
So do you believe Fiji's constitution is in breach of its international obligations?
Fiji's constitution, in the way that it was ultimately brought into force, and certainly in the restrictions it imposes on freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, were criticized at the time, and unfortunately the government has done nothing to change that in practice. So in fact, freedom of speech and freedom of assembly in Fiji right now, the way the government is violating those freedoms absolutely stands in violation of its international obligations.
Are you concerned that this is a setback for Fiji's return to democracy?
Absolutely. The arrests of very high-profile public figures at a time when they were discussing the Constitution on Constitution Day is problematic in and of itself for the people concerned, but also to the extent that it really sends a signal to everybody else in Fiji that the government can arrest them simply for exercising their rights. So it has a significant chilling effect for the country, and unfortunately indicates that really the government is not moving forward with the process of increasing space for political engagement and critical voices to be heard in the country.
Should countries like New Zealand and Australia be taking a stronger stand against this?
I think all countries should take a strong stance in terms of upholding these international obligations, obviously starting with the government of Fiji, but certainly New Zealand and Australia are very significant actors, friends and partners to Fiji, and it's important for them to suggest and to show that these international obligations apply to every country everywhere, and that countries that violate those and don't meet those obligations will suffer consequences.